You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes. Big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
Cash the ticket, it is. Not Monday morning, because it's a short week. It's actually Tuesday morning.
I don't think the Celtics know the difference.
No, I don't think they do. I think they're still sleepwalking through Game 7. That other voice you heard is the actual host of Cash the Ticket. He is Mike Valeni, and I wanted to do something special on today because we are on the cusp of the NBA Finals, which we've waited for
a while. Just cut the shit. You want to shovel dirt on my team, and I'm a happy, willing participant, so let's do it.
Is there a moral victory?
No.
Okay.
No. I'd rather be swept than deal with that bullshit.
I'll be honest, because you'd be over with it by now, right?
Yeah.
It be done, forgotten, move on.
Getting to Game 7, and it's at home, first team in history to force an 0-3 to 3-3, and you have a home Game 7, and for them to play that way, to no show, and I don't want to.
And you're what, 7.5-point favorites?
Do me a favor. I don't want to hear about Tatum's ankle.
Oh, but he hurt it.
I don't want to fucking hear it. Because the reality is Stanley Cup Finals are about to start, and some dude's going to play with a blown-out pancreas or something ridiculous. Football players, I mean, TJ Lang works here with us at the Ticket. TJ played in regular season games on a broken foot. I don't want to hear about it.
Hell, John Jansen had two broken hands.
Right. He's out there with two oven mitts on. So my point is, okay, Tatum isn't going to be able to drop 40, but you know what I can't do? He can't have a glazed look. He can't stand in the corner. I don't need the performative theater with the grimacing. And Jaylen Brown, who is due a supermax.
I'm not paying that.
Well, this is your time to shine. And he went out there, 8 turnovers, some of the most egregious shots I've ever seen.
Horrible threes.
Honestly, I know it's not true. I'm just saying how I feel. You would have thought it was a movie script where Jaylen Brown owed the mob money. It was unbelievable the way he played. I'm going, what am I watching? So, no, it's just, I'd rather be swept. And what I've always thought about this team, as good as they can be, they're mentally soft. Because I talked to my pops about it last night. I said, Dad, what you're missing here is if they're so sweet, why are they always in all these game sevens? Last year, why'd you have to go to 7 with Milwaukee? Why'd you have to go to 7 with Miami? Why were you unable to close out Golden State? Okay, now you go this year. Why are you in a game 7 with Philadelphia? Then you come back against the gym class heroes, and now you're in a game 7 with the Heat. Here's what it tells you. You're not that good. I mean, you're good enough.
No, and you beat you lost to a shorthanded Heat team. Hero didn't play at all. Oladipo blew out his leg like months ago.
I mean, pick a year and that's the case.
Well, sure, but I don't think they have a dog, man. No. I don't think they have a dude that just wants it. You know who wanted it the most for the Celtics last night? Was White. He wanted it the most.
No,
and that's
Derek
a
White.
Shame that you put it all on him.
That you can't, but it was, again, I think there needs to be a coaching change. Missoula's just not ready for prime time.
Horford, hang it up, dude.
Time for Al to go. And I love Al.
So
Al's been a great Celtic, and I love the hustle.
Well, Robert
and I love
Williams is a better player out there for them
the problem
right now.
Is Big Rob can't play more than 20 minutes a night.
I know, it sucks.
Look, they got problems. This isn't, you know, CelticsDream.net pod. So, my overall thoughts, I do, if there's betting odds, and I don't know that there are, I would bet you Jaylen Brown's played his last game as a Celtic. That's how I feel. Raw emotion, leaving last night. They're not getting rid of Tatum.
No.
I think Jaylen Brown might be on the move.
Yeah, but...
And I didn't like his comments postgame.
What the hell kind of team wants to pay him 200-some-odd million?
Several.
Crazy to me.
This is the NBA.
No, I get it. You need a star. You need an all-star.
He's an all-NBA player, who, by the way, still doesn't have a left hand. The point is...
And he gets picked going behind the amount of times that players pick his pocket.
If you're Portland... And you've got an on-the-ball, high-usage star in Dame Lillard. I don't need Jaylen Brown dribbling. I don't need Jaylen Brown initiating offense. If you're Portland, Do you float several first-round picks, including number three this year? Anfernee Simons? You know, what do you float? Get a third team involved.
Right.
Is that one? You know, if you're Dallas and you got a high-usage player in Luka and you need a Robin to his Batman, all right, the Kyrie thing didn't work. You know, do you go out and float one of your stretch fours? Float picks. Get a third team involved. Talked about Detroit. Jaylen Brown's been linked with Detroit before. Okay. Is it Ivy, Bogdanovic, number five? You know, look, there's going to be a market if they move him. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I'm still emotional from last night. But the way he played and his non-committal nature, he's a little bit of a weird guy. I would guess, look, the Celtics will be put to a choice. We're not going to pay $600 million to these two. Tatum's staying.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Jaylen Brown's gone. But I think the changes they need to make this summer are much more robust than people realize. I think they could keep making Eastern Conference Finals in continuum, but I don't know if they'll ever win a title with this crew. Because as you said, I don't think there's an alpha. You want to know who I'd like to bring to Boston? As sick as it sounds, and then we'll get into the finals and the betting.
Buying tickets to a game, especially last minute, it can be a hassle. Took a trip to Chicago with some buddies. We decided, hey, let's go to Wrigley, try to find the deal. Let me tell you, last-minute ticket prices, it's brutal. The Game Time app is here to change that. Authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which means it's fast, it's easy, and the big thing, prices on the Game Time app actually go down as you get closer to the first pitch. Great last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee. About that guarantee, if you find a ticket in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% the difference. Like right now, I'm looking in the app, Tigers Twins. You find the cheapest seats. It's right there in red with the flame, $4 seat in right field. The flash deals are in yellow, and the best deal with the blue ribbon, $50 behind home plate, 12 rows up. The app is easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think I'd mind Chris Paul. They need
a point guard.
Well, they need a guy to bring the ball up the floor
and
initiate the offense. And look, I love Marcus. Marcus Smart, you love him if he's on your team. You hate his guts if he's not.
He's not a true point guard, though.
There's the issue. I just feel like in the fourth quarter, they bogged down because they don't have someone to initiate the offense.
They can't slow it down. They really struggle in a half-court set, especially against that zone, which was so weird.
They don't have primary ball handler.
Yeah.
So Chris Paul's talent still at 36, his ability to negotiate space, find, carve out pieces of the floor, and get the ball to the people who need it. Now, he's got to stay healthy, but couldn't you manage his minutes in Boston?
But that might also have to do with coaching, too, because if you think about it, Miami goes zone when Duncan Robinson, who can't guard you or I,
correct,
is out there.
And the Celtics are still trying to dribble through a zone versus enter the basketball at the top of the key.
You go back to middle school.
I know. Evan, I watched it. Okay, I know. Okay.
Let's talk about the main dish.
What do you want to talk about? Because I have to tell you, this is a total mismatch.
Right now, the Nuggets, right?
Yeah, your opening odds. The Nuggets are minus 500 to win the finals. I mean...
Well, then let's have some fun with, like, the props that are in there. Is there any doubt in your mind that the NBA MVP will, or the Finals MVP will come from two players, A, Jokic, B, Butler? It'll be one of those team?
No, I think if you're looking for value, shout-out Jim Costa.
Yep.
Jamal Murray plus 1,200.
It's a good one.
Is there a way Jamal – now, here's your issue. Miami has no size.
No.
Miami can't guard Jokic.
They got a 6'8 big.
And if Miami goes zone – Jokic is a zone destroyer.
Oh, he'll pass the hell out of that ball.
He will kill them.
Yes.
So you can't bet. I don't think Miami's going to win the series, so you can't bet Butler. Jokic is minus 320. I can't bet that. Yep. That leaves Jamal Murray at plus 1,200, and maybe, just maybe, he puts on an all-time shooting display with the zone, with Jokic. Now, here's the thing. You know what I know. The best player in the series doesn't win the MVP. Hey, look at the Eastern Conference Finals last night. Jimmy Butler wasn't the MVP. Caleb Martin was.
Did you like that, by the way, with him when they were like, pick up the trophy? He's like, nah, I'll hold the next one. Kind of like the NHL deal where he wasn't going to hold that trophy.
I'm okay with it. Yeah, I think Jimmy's 75% real, 80% real. There's a little bit of wrestling character to him.
Absolutely.
You know, guaranteed game six and lost. Nobody talked about it. And then comes back with a guarantee for game seven. You're like, whoa.
You can't do back-to-backs.
Hold on now. You don't get two of those. But Caleb Martin was the MVP. And the reason I say it, what it would take for Jokic not to win this if the Nuggets win, I just can't see it. But if you wanted value, plus 1,200, you take Jamal Murray, and you hope that he so grossly outscores and outplays Jokic. But again, I think you're pissing money away. I will say this. If you wanted some singular stuff, I don't love laying 9. I think the open in game one is 9 points. Might be 8.5. What about the totals? Do you just go for an over in these? I mean, Miami has no size. Jokic should have a field day. Adebayo's not playing good basketball anyways. And if Miami's answer is to go zone, Jokic will have 15 assists on a nightly basis. Miami does not have a bench. I don't want to hear about the gym class heroes. Look, I understand what they've done. But in many ways, you know, the Celtics going underneath on screens, Horford getting lost. I mean, guys, it's pretty simple. If you leave Max Strus open or Duncan Robinson open,
They're going
to make shots.
Yeah.
Now, can Caleb Martin really carry this through and do it in an NBA Finals? I have trouble believing that. I do. So I kind of lean over in some of these games. I just don't imagine Denver winning 104-98 games.
No, and so it's at 219.5. They can both easily get to 110 to get that.
Well, Denver
over.
Doesn't give a fuck if you get to 110.
No.
Because they're going to get to 125.
100%.
So it just kind of, to me, is Miami capable of making it a grindhouse game? I don't think so. I would on a flyer for tomorrow night's game, probably bet the over if you want action. I can't give you a side. I don't want to lay 10 points.
No, not at all.
In an NBA Finals game.
But even with game 7, I'm talking to my wife, and I'm like, Miami getting 7.5 seems like the easiest bet in the world, and yet it was. So you look at that. I'm sorry, Mike.
No, I didn't bet
when,
it.
When we were,
and I'm glad I didn't, because honestly, I thought they were begging you to take Miami. Because
they were begging,
they
weren't
they? Boston would come home, hit 15, 16 threes, oh. Beat them by 15, and it was game
did
over.
Did they hit 15, 16 all series? I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't mean to rub it in.
I mean, this motherfucker. But you asked me to come in and record a pod during the offseason.
Dude, they showed a stat that they were like 5 for 60 in their last 3 games.
Again,
and
I watched.
Oh, my God.
The only thing missing from this fucking broadcast is the green goo from Nickelodeon. Like, why don't you just slime me while I'm at it?
You know we've all wanted that to happen.
I mean, Jesus Christ, man.
So you brought up a prop on the walk back here that kind of blew my mind.
Thought it was interesting.
That you can do the NBA Finals exact order. And the odds, they're long, like they should be.
Yeah.
The lowest odds that I have found.
I had Denver in 5 with Denver going game 1, game 2, game 3, lose game 4, win game 5, plus 700.
So I got plus 650.
Plus 650 then.
Yep, it was Denver, Denver, Miami, Denver, Denver.
Just a thought.
What? I mean, dude, some of these.
Oh, if this series
don't
goes.
Don't you imagine going 6?
I don't.
No?
I don't. Because the other thing is the Heat have gone in a 7-game blitz. And they can have all the tough talk they want. Heat culture's real. Spoelstra's real. But you can, it's a parking meter. The more games you play, the less time left on the meter. The Nuggets have gotten something that no team ever gets, which is between the conference finals and the NBA finals. A flat sweep while the other team played a 7-game, and by the way, emotional blitz in game 6.
Well, yeah, and Jimmy has a hurt ankle, too, coming in.
Wah, wah.
But, no, I wonder from the opposite angle, does the time off hurt them?
Could. It could. You could always make a case both ways. I just look at it and I go.
And I think
water finds its level. Undrafted free agents, NBA finals. Denver's kind of a wagon.
Dude, they're hungry, man. They haven't had a final since, what, when they were in the ABA or something? Well,
and people don't want to admit it because the dude looks like a plumber or a dairy farmer. Nikola Jokic might be the best player in the sport.
He's awesome.
And they don't have an answer. How are you answering it? If you double him, Denver will rain threes. If you don't double, he'll score 40. If you go zone, he will enter that zone in the high post, and he is the most accomplished post passer.
You might get 20 assists
in two decades.
Yeah.
And they don't have any size. Bam Adebayo's not playing well.
No, he's 6'8". So
what size you got behind him? Zeller? Is that what we're doing? You think Cody Martin's getting in there against this guy?
No, not at all.
He's a Brahmer bull.
They might throw bodies at him, but it won't be the defense that they're even trying
to
play.
So when I present you with the scenarios, I can't come up with answers for Miami. Then factor in that Jimmy Butler hasn't been very good. Congrats, you hit a couple catch-and-shoot threes last night. Overall, he was primarily missing since Game 3 of the series. And then you're going to rely on the following names in an NBA final. And again, Miami, the lowest scoring team in the regular season, is going to play the highest scoring team who has the best player, who has the matchups. And I need Caleb Martin, Vincent, Duncan Robinson, Max Strus. I need these guys to continue scoring 40 points a game in the NBA Finals. Evan, I understand we all witnessed, you know, the 04 Finals 20 years ago where the Pistons weren't a high-scoring team. They're playing the star-studded Lakers. Yeah.
Key to that sentence is 20 years ago, though.
Can it happen? Sure. But you're asking me right here. There's no value in betting Denver to win the series. There is no value in betting Jokic to be MVP. There is no value with the sides because you're laying an ass ton of points. And, I mean, Denver could be up 12 with 5 seconds to go. Miami hits a shot you don't cover. I think the total's interesting in game one where you go over on a flyer. And I give you the direct one, which would be, if you want value, go Jamal Murray for MVP plus 1,200. And you could also look to the exact and go Denver, find value. Hey, I'll tell you what. Search down that list. Is there one where it is Miami winning game one in a shocker, in a fucking stunner, and then Denver wins the next four? I bet you they pay you plus 10,000.
Plus 2,200.
That's it?
Yep. It's there. Now, I have one.
Not enough. I'm making a point. Evan, I'm trying to find you value because the reality is.
Maybe I found it here. NBA Finals 3-point made leader. Okay, so that's through the finals.
What do you
favorite
got?
Is Jamal Murray at minus 145, but that's not
no
where
value.
I'm looking.
Who's for the Heat?
Gabe Vincent's plus 1,200. Caleb Martin's plus 1,300. Strus is plus 2,000. And Duncan Robinson's plus 47.
I mean, Caleb Martin, every shot he took, I just felt like it was going in.
I just feel between Martin and Robinson, there's some value there.
I couldn't bet Duncan Robinson.
No, and that's the question, because will he play?
No.
And that I don't know.
You can't put him out there against Denver, because it's one thing when Boston's got guys like, you know, Time Lords out there, and you've got, I can't stand him, kid from Tennessee, fake tough guy. Grant Williams.
You
know, Malcolm Brogdon with one arm, torn ligament.
Yeah.
You know, when the Celtics had some weird lineups out there, you get away with Duncan. I don't think you can do it against Denver, especially on a pace level. I couldn't.
Well, yeah, you can't defend anybody.
No, if you want to lean for tomorrow night, I give you the over. And if you want something for the series, I give you that plus 650 for the exact. And if shout out Costa. We should start having like a puppet in here, like a ventriloquist dummy with Costa's
head on it.
Oh,
like the old Gary puppet?
The old Jackie Martling doll, the Jackie doll from the Howard Stern. But like, because Costa's never here, and you could do value Jamal Murray plus 1,200, and hope he goes fucking nuts.
So I know back in the day you could buy.
We're not doing this.
Puppets.
Evan. I'm unstable, and I'm not puppet shopping with you at the end of this, okay?
All right. Well, that is Cash the Ticket. That is the NBA
Finals. Next week, full Belmont preview. Going to be a great day of racing. I'll give you a nice 45 minutes.
Who's wearing Nikes? Who's wearing Reeboks?
You're an asshole. Talk to you next week, people.